tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabe. Anabe is the only machine washable sofa inside and out where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend as we continue to work through this month of transition.
Mm-hmm.
Hotter than...
Yes.
As my mother would say, the hotter than the hinges of hell.
Oh, did she say that?
That's what she used to say, yeah.
I like hotter than a $3 pistol, but still. It's,
okay.
That's politically incorrect, though, isn't it?
I don't know what a $3 pistol is.
It's hot.
But it is hot in the Lone Star State. And as, you know, we do this time of year, we play mind games. I mean, we deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
One day at a time.
Well, yeah.
That's all we can do.
That's all we can do.
But we're looking forward to better days ahead come September.
Well, hunting season.
September 1, dove season opens in the Lone Star State. And to give us an update as to nesting and conditions all across Texas, Owen Fitzsimmons. He's got a really long title.
I'd love it. Yeah.
For the purpose of this show, we're going to call him the Dove Guy, and he's going to be here with the latest information.
But now the audience is going, huh? And it is Webless Migratory Game Bird Program Leader.
Right, right.
yeah, the Dove Guy.
Yeah, the Dove Guy. So we've got that. We've got some news headed your way, plus the latest from CCA rapidly moving toward the conclusion of the 2019 edition of that tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and Wayne Cronin for the Automotive Reporter. For over 16 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks and bring you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit automotivereporter.com for a list of our stations, play the latest programs, and more. Search for us on Stitcher Smart Radio, Facebook, and YouTube. And listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's automotivereporter.com.
Its ancestors won wars and explored continents. Its body and frame forged in heavy gauge steel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle. With more than 70 years of hardcore heritage, a turbo diesel engine, and 5-speed manual transmission. All new, no mercy. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. You know, we really do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And, you know, it seems as though all of that other news seems to be the frenzy going on because of the acts of disturbed people.
Right.
And it's unfortunate. But everybody that I've talked to at hunting shows, amongst our peers, those of us that have a concealed carry permit and understand the responsibility that goes with it. First thought when I heard about El Paso was, you mean out of all those people, no one was carrying?
And the other thing,
I have a little bit on the renewal. When you and I got our concealed carry permits, we had to qualify.
Correct.
Police officers have to regularly qualify and re-qualify.
Yes.
Now, the qualification portion on the renewal goes away. And you know, I think we should re-qualify.
I agree.
Many times, it's the only time that someone will go to the range.
Practice, right.
That will practice, right. Exactly. It is unfortunate, and what's really disturbing is how divided this country is and how the name-calling has reached a fevered pitch.
Combined with all these people that are running for office and it's too much.
The name calling?
They're not offering solutions. They're just making noise.
Yeah.
Look at me. Get me in front of the camera. Look at me.
And there is a solution to it.
Hmm.
And it lies with everyone listening to this program.
Okay.
And every American that can legally vote.
Uh-huh.
All right. Go in and vote the son of a guns out.
Right.
Get somebody in there that will make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Get term limits.
Oh, God. Well, that's never going to happen, but it sure would be nice.
We got it for presidents.
Yeah.
You know, let's go ahead and do it for Congress and, you know, and the Senate.
Yeah, they weren't meant to stay up there all the time. They weren't meant to go in and become millionaires. Truman even said that, you know.
It is so frustrating, and I hope that the American public and particularly the independents, that there is a huge backlash.
You're a millionaire now, Bernie. Well, just write a book like I did.
Yeah. We do have some news here in the Lone Star State.
Do you have any good news?
Kind of.
Come on.
August 26 is the date that the battleship Texas will close to the public. A lot of news there about that old battle wagon being moved to dry dock for repairs and then relocating to a site yet to be determined.
Correct, right.
If you're going to go out and see it where it has been moored forever. At the San Jacinto Battlegrounds Historical Park, you need to get there by Sunday the 25th, because on the 26th, they're going to be pulling out all the archives and getting the old girl ready to move.
Yeah, and I don't have all the figures, obviously, at the top of my head. It's either the last dreadnought in existence. I know it's the only one that fought in World War I and II. I know that.
Right. Yeah. And I don't believe there's another one still in existence.
I don't think so.
Big Ben Ranch, it's that piece of property that we acquired few decades ago to the west of Big Bend National Park.
Oh, we? I didn't know you had a place out there, Bill.
No. I'm talking about the Texans, state of Texas.
Okay. All right.
It'll be closed for the safety of park visitors for wildlife surveys, August 19 through 24. During the survey, staffs will be counting desert bighorn sheep. We've talked about how successful that conservation and, you know, reintroduction program has been, but they'll be up in helicopters. And I thought in the press release it was interesting because it says, and dispatching non-native Audad Barbary sheep when encountered.
Okay.
What does dispatching mean? Seeing how they are non-native species, they're going to be putting them down because they can
be happy to go out there and help them dispatch.
I bet there's a lot of hunters that would be happy to go out and do that.
You bet.
And it's not as if Big Bend State Park is overrun with visitors, that they could not allow more public hunting.
Right.
And particularly when you've got something where, you know, prolific breeders and no real natural enemies. But anyway, thought I'd pass that on. Anybody in Austin listening?
Well, you got all those people on speed dial.
Yeah.
Give them a call. Let me do a game warden thing, because these guys are so hardworking, and they come across some really crazy stuff. Back a bit in Nacogdoches County, a game warden received a call from a car dealership concerning some damage and questionable items found in one of their loaner vehicles that had been impounded by local police. The subject driving the vehicle at the time had been arrested for shoplifting. While inspecting the vehicle, the dealership discovered a bullet hole in the driver's side mirror and deer hair in the trunk, as well as a rangefinder, empty packaging for a spotlight. After reviewing the police offense report, the warden learned a rifle was also in the vehicle at the time of the arrest. The warden interviewed the incarcerated driver, who initially denied any wrongdoing until presented with the evidence against him and eventually confessed to poaching a deer. Despite having a confession in hand, the warden still couldn't reconcile the case based on the evidence, particularly the bullet hole in the side mirror. After additional questioning, the subject's girlfriend admitted shooting the deer with a .22 while her boyfriend held the spotlight. Her first shot had hit the side mirror. The couple then loaded the deer in the trunk and decided to dump it in a nearby pasture. So many cases against them are pending.
Goodness.
Stupid. Mm-mm. Here's your sign.
Yes. I'm surprised that they didn't post it on Facebook,
oh,
you know,
boy.
Make it even easier.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to some good news.
Yes.
How about this week's leaderboard of the CCA Star Tournament?
Let me grab this information. Andy. Okay. Our favorite division, by the way, this is the Star Kids Scholarship Division. This is for kids ages 6 to 10. They are vying for $50,000 college scholarships. That's each of them, too. It's not like a total thing. Each of these categories, 50 grand. Flounder leader still, Kane Todd, who is 10 at 5 pound 11 ounces. Sheephead leader still, Jace Ponder, who is 9, 8 pound 3 ounces. Gafftop still leading, a 6 pound 6 ouncer from Avery Carlin, who is 7.
All right, in the Academy Sports and Outdoor Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, ages 11 to 17, 6 pound minimum, $25,000 scholarships up for grabs. No changes. Buck Warren, age 12, still leads Upper Coast, 7 pounds even. Reed Dusick, also age 12, is our Mid Coast leader, 7 pounds, 5 ounce. And Samuel Carrizales, age 15, Lower Coast leader. Big one, 9 pounds, 15 ounce.
Yeah, no changes on the Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division. Flounder leader still 6 pound, 9 ounce. Tanner White, who's 12. Sheephead, 10 pound, 11 ounce. Hudson Richard, who is 14. Gafftop, 6 pound, 11 ounce. Jake Carlin, who is 14.
In the Adult Speckled Trout Division, boy, this is amazing. 8 pound minimum.
Oh, yeah.
James Malone is the only one that has marked on the leaderboard 8 pounds, 3 ounces. We don't have a first, second, third, or fourth runner-up. So that is the only 8-pound trout on the Upper Coast.
Surely not.
No, it's not, but that's surprising.
Yeah.
Michael Roguehair is the Mid-Coast leader, 8 pounds, 15 ounces, and Jesse Cantu continues to lead Lower Coast, 9 pounds even.
Kingfish leader, 66 pound, 8 ounce, John Bullock. Dorado, new leader, 50 pounds, 11 ounces, Wayne Brock. I mean, that jumps like 17 pounds more than the second place one. Ling leader, still the 73 pound, 12 ounce whopper from Braden Sharon.
In the adult flounder division, Mark Gonzalez Sr. is a new leader, 7 pounds, 4 ounce. Sheep's Head leader continues to be Lawrence Richard, 11 pounds, 14 ounce. And Michael Fesco leads Gaff Top, 7 pounds, 15 ounces.
Okay, the tagged redfish. We have four that have been caught and qualified for it, four that are ineligible, so they are in group therapy. You get one of those tagged redfish out there, you're looking at a package worth over $150,000, a Ford F-150 trailer, boat, motor, the works. And they put them out there where you fish, friends. They want you to catch them.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm still thinking about our guest of a couple of weeks that caught one last year, wasn't entered.
Right.
Goes back to the same spot, catches another one.
Until the day. Yeah. 1 year to the day. That's amazing.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got Best Bets Outdoor Report. And yes, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 42 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks you need, the trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 42 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 42 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Celebrating 30 years of winners, the 30th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask Troy and Ashton Summerall.
My son won a $50,000 scholarship.
And my dad won a boat.
Thanks, CCA.
Or Hunter Reed.
It's not every day you win a Polaris Ranger. Thank you, CCA.
Or Shane Huff.
CCA, you made me who I am today, a winner.
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Evinrude, Haney Boats, Mouty Boats, ABC 13, Shoalwater Boats, and Dargo Boats. Sign up at startournament.org. Local bait camps and marinas. Information also available at participating Texas Ford Dealers. Who wouldn't want to drive off with a new truck and boat combo? Sign up today at startournament.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Getaway Lodge, the complete package. Come one, come all, where outdoor enthusiasts relax at the premier fishing and hunting destination on the western Gulf Coast. Getaway Lodge is the easy way for friends or business groups to experience Port Mansfield. Guests don't have to worry about the details and can spend more quality time with their friends and customers. Where anglers of all abilities are challenged and rewarded in pristine coastal waters filled with world-class fish. And during migratory bird season, camaraderie of field creates lifetime memories from days of shooting dove and ducks. Getaway Lodge's friendly staff and experienced professional guides tend to your needs on or off the water, while hearty home-cooked meals help begin and end each day. Well, the summer schedule is starting to wind down. There's a few days left, but more importantly, the cast and blast season is rapidly approaching. That's for dove and fishing, or waterfowl and fishing. So give them a call. That's Getaway Lodge, Port Mansfield. You can visit getawaypm.com or call 956-944-4000. That's 956-944-4000.
And get away. Okay, here we go. Checking the Texas Outdoor Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday is rated as poor, while Sunday is a fair day. Monday and Tuesday are rated as good. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are a trio of best days of the week. Next Saturday is rated as good. Next Sunday slips to fair. This weekend, as well as Monday, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour and continue until late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the evening hours before sunset. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid to late afternoon until the evening hours either side of sunset. On Thursday, August 15th, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday as well as Monday, have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Tuesday through Friday are a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Next Saturday is a three tide day with two highs and just one low. Then next Sunday has a double tide schedule.
All right, staying on the coast over on Big Lake, Lake Calcasieu. Summer patterns are definitely entrenched with some good fish being caught up and down the ship channel. Also, the Cameron jetties are giving up some good fish, as are the beachfront when winds and conditions allow. Over on Sabine, redfish are good in the marsh on soft plastics and frogs. Trout continue to be good while working slicks on plastics and topwaters. Down at the Sabine jetty, trout have been good on live bait and topwaters. Bull redfish are also good. At Bolivar, trout have been good in the surf on croaker and topwaters. Trinity Bay, trout are good for those drifting and working pods of shad and mullet on soft plastics and live shrimp. West Galveston Bay, trout have been good for waders on soft plastics. Bull redfish have been good in the surf and at San Luis Pass on crabs and mullet. Heading over to Freeport, where trout are good in the surf on topwaters and live shrimp. It's that time of year, folks. Head to the surf. West Matagorda, trout are good in the surf. Redfish have been good on live shrimp in Oyster Lake, Crab Lake, and around Shell Island. Rockport, redfish have been good on mullet on Estes Flats and around Mud Island. Offshore out of Port Aransas, good catches of amberjack, kingfish, tuna, and dorado have been coming in. Baffin Bay, well, it's wide open there. Trout are good on topwaters and plum plastics around the rocks and grass. Redfish are good in the land cut on live bait. Trout are good at rocky slough on topwaters and plastics. Port Mansfield, trout are good along the deeper ledges of the channel on soft plastics. South Padre, tarpon, trout, and snook are good on shrimp and shad at the jetties. Port Isabel, redfish are good at gas well flats on gulps under a popping cork.
Okay, heading to East Texas, Lake Conroe. Catfish are good on chicken livers and shrimp. Livingston, black bass are good on tequila sunrise, crankbaits, and spinnerbaits. Crappie are very good on minnows in 12 to 22 feet of water. Monticello, crappie are good on minnows. Sam Rayburn, crappie are good on minnows. Toledo Bend, crappie are good on minnows and chartreuse tube jigs. Black bass are good on watermelon spinnerbaits and crankbaits. White bass are good also on minnows. Athens, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, hollow body frogs, and weightless cinchos. Fayette, black bass are good on perch-colored rattle traps and small crankbaits early. Palestine, hybrid stripers are good on minnows. Richland Chambers, hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Somerville, black bass are good on June bug spinnerbaits and crankbaits. White bass are good on hellbenders and pet spoons. Stillhouse, black bass are good on watermelon spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and soft plastics. Channel and bluecats are good on stinky bait and shrimp. Tawakoni, white bass are good on slabs. Hybrid bass are also good on slabs. Texoma, black bass are good on Texas rig creature bait, shaky head worms, and spinnerbaits. Striped bass are good on the ever-popular slabs. Whitney, black bass are good on watermelon spinnerbaits and crankbaits. White bass are good on minnows and little fishies. Crappie are good on minnows. Catfish are good on shrimp, stink bait, and night crawlers.
All right, heading down south, out Del Rio way, Amistad Reservoir, where black bass fishing has been good on topwaters, crankbaits, spinnerbaits, and swimbaits. To the power plant lakes on Lake Brawny, black bass are good on crankbaits and dark soft plastic worms near the jetty and dam. Channel and blue catfish are very good on liver, shrimp, and cheese bait near the dam. Calaveras, black bass are good on watermelon, spinnerbaits, and rattle traps. Coletta Creek, channel and blue catfish are good on live perch and cut bait in 8 to 10 feet of water. Corpus Christi, bass are good on Texas rig, Carolina rigs, and medium diving crankbaits. Falcon, black bass are very good on watermelon, chartreuse jigs, and crankbaits. Channel and blue catfish are excellent on cut bait, shrimp, and shad. Lake Brownwood, black bass are good on watermelon and redbug crankbaits, rattle traps, and spinnerbaits over grass flats. Hybrid stripers are good on shad. Lake Allen Henry, bass are good on small TRDs and 10-inch power worms. And Lake Coleman, bass are good on pumpkin seed and rattle traps and soft plastics.
Okay, heading to the Hill Country. Big Lake Buchanan, black bass are fair to good on white buzzbaits, flukes, and watermelon topwaters in 4 to 10 feet early. Striped bass are good on watermelon crankbaits or rattle traps and soft plastic worms. Channel cats are good on liver, minnows, and stinkbait. Yellow and blue cats are good on goldfish and perch upriver. Canyon. Yellow and blue catfish are good on goldfish and perch upriver. LBJ, crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs over brush piles. Channel cats are good on shrimp and stink bait Travis. Black bass are good on chartreuse worms and white spinner baits in 10 to 20 feet of water. Striped bass are good on chartreuse striper jigs. Channel and blue cats are good on stink bait and shrimp.
We are moving toward a countdown for the closure of the last of the 2018-2019 hunting seasons. That's javelina in the South Zone and squirrel season in other open counties. They will close August 31st. Good news is they will reopen September
1.
You're open
and
year,
who did that
year
one?
Round.
Yeah.
Open year round, 365 days out of the year. Folks, the countdown continues. We are about 21 days away from the fall opener of hunting seasons in Texas.
And hunting licenses, right? The 15th?
15th, yeah. They're on sale.
Get her done.
All right. You been on or off the road?
Mainly on, but got enough room to carry that deer corn if you need to, because we're talking crossover. This is a new one from the folks at Lexus. It is the UX200F Sport. It is their entry-level luxury crossover. It's their smallest. It's a compact crossover. But, of course, there ain't no bad Lexus, so it is very, very nicely equipped. It is a front-wheel drive. Very, very solid ride. It's got a very peppy 4-cylinder 2-liter engine, putting out 169 horsepower. It's mated to a 10-speed direct shift continuously variable transmission. Obviously, lots of safety, 10 airbags, anti-lock braking system, electronic brake force distribution, brake assist, location-specific tire pressure monitoring system, Lexus safety system with pre-collision, pedestrian detection, all-speed dynamic radar cruise control, lane tracking assist, lane departure alert, steering assist, intelligent high beam headlamps, road sign assist. How it does it, I don't know. It gives you a heads-up display and it says it's 35 miles an hour here. It reads the signs. It's magic. Electronic parking brake, those are cool. I think that's just really neat. Of course, the backup camera, all that kind of stuff. Their Lexus Inform app suite, their Scout GPS link, their bi-LED headlamps, LED daytime running lamps, aluminum roof rails, auto dual climate control, the 10-way power driver's seat, their sport package, the F-Sport. That gives it the 18-inch super cool wheels and all-season tires. And then there are all other F-Sport badging. The extra goodies on this puppy, blind spot monitor, wireless charger, windshield de-icer, the head-up display I mentioned, heck of a nav system with a 10.3-inch color multimedia display, the parking assist, rear cross-traffic alert with braking, power rear door with the kick sensor, premium paint job, the works on this thing. Base is 34, nicely loaded. This one was loaded to the gills, which is right at 40,000. But you can handle that because you're getting 29 miles per the gallon in the city and 37 on the highway. Really good looking. There's compact crossover, but again, it is luxury. A good solid ride, as I said. Check it out. The 2019 Lexus UX200F Sport.
When you said it's still big enough to carry some deer corn.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it's a Lexus.
Uh-huh.
I immediately thought of that box with wheels on it and the Mercedes emblem on the back.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's four-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not caught them yet where I want to go up and go, so how is it in the sand?
Oh, you mean the G-Class?
Yeah. Going, or in the rocks.
Yeah, I mean, for $130,000, it ought to be able to do it okay. Yeah, right? Yeah.
But I better never get soft pavement, you know?
Probably not.
So,
probably not.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the Dove Guy, Owen Fitzsimmons, Texas Parks and Wildlife, Webless Migratory Game Bird Program Leader. He's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. In an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association, no other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and as we told you in the hunting countdown, we're about 21 days away from the start of September 1.
Practice.
We should be doing that. But I tell you what, hope things hold up with dove. I'm seeing some birds, you know.
My yard's full of them.
Yeah. and all three, both native birds, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, that invasive.
Right.
To get an update, we call him the dove guy. Actually, as we told you at the top of the program, he's got a ridiculously long title. Webless Migratory Game Bird Program Leader, Owen Fitzsimmons. Owen, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Owen, this is Harold. You must have a really long business card.
I do. It's about 3 or 4 inches longer than normal.
All right. We are chomping at the bit, ready for hunting seasons. We're taking it day by day to get through this transition month of August. It's hotter than the hinges of hell. So how has nesting been for dove across the Lone Star State?
Well, you know, we do our breeding surveys in May and June, and the data that we got from that kind of shows a pretty average year. But since then, we had so much rain through March, April, May, and June here in the state that habitat conditions looked excellent. We've had some really, really good hatches all over the state, late hatches after May. So I don't think our surveys quite captured it. But, you know, we still got white-winged doves calling and nesting and sitting on eggs here in Central Texas. Everywhere, really good production later in the year. So I'm pretty positive this is going to be a one for the books this year.
Outstanding. All right.
I'm going to ask you a question real quick. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the hatch. Sure. But how long does it take for the bird to get to the size that I want to shoot it?
It takes about 4 weeks.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty incredible. It only takes about a month. From the time the parents start building the nest, which is, you guys probably know, a dove nest is just a pile of twigs, basically. From the time they build the nest, lay the eggs, and the chicks are out flying, and they're still dependent for a couple of weeks after they're ready to fly, but it only takes about a month from the time they build the nest to the time the chick can fly and move around on its own. So that's one of the great things about doves is, you know, they can have a few bad years, and one good year, their numbers are going to jump right back up because they'll have multiple broods throughout the year on a good year, and they've even been documented having starting to lay eggs in a new nest before they even finish raising the chicks that they got in the original nest.
All right, let's talk about mourning dove versus white-winged dove, because we know that white-winged dove have continued to expand their range. One pushing the other out, or are the numbers holding steady on the two species?
Well, at least in Texas, it doesn't seem to be the case. White-wings are continuing to expand. We're up to, I think the current estimate this year is somewhere around 13 to 16 million, you know, which you go back 20 years and it was about 2.2 million, I think is what we had, something like that. But They're continuing to expand, not just in Texas, but into Oklahoma, through northern New Mexico, northern Arizona, into southern Colorado. There's even white wings being spotted everywhere from Maine to southern Canada, all the way west of Washington. So they're starting to venture out into these other states. And I'm not sure, I don't think anyone really knows what's going on at the flyway level as far as pushing anything out, but it doesn't seem to be the case in Texas.
Gotcha, gotcha. Hey, listen, we're up and get some mid-portion of the program. We need to take a break, so if you would, Owen, hang on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue to talk about dove hunting in Texas with Owen Fitzsimmons right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
It's hard to let something that's been in your family for generations go, so it feels good to make a go of this. I'm Tyler Black. I'm a fourth-generation farmer here in Bailey County, Texas. We grow corn, milo, wheat, raise cattle. Working with Capital Farm Credit has been great. I mean, you're not on your own when you go into Capital Farm Credit. They treat you more like family. One of the best things about Capital Farm Credit is they speak our language.
Together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com.
Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
Built on a heavy-duty box steel frame, but not built for the road. Because driving it on anything, even remotely flat, would be a waste of diesel. This is the Roxor from Mahindra, a legendary off-road vehicle with more than 70 years of hardcore heritage. All new, no mercy. The Roxor from Mahindra. Test drive yours today. Find a dealer at RoxorOffroad.com.
We continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Webless Migratory Game Bird Program leader. We call him the Dove Guy, Owen Fitzsimmons. Owen, we asked, and you told us about white-winged dove. How about mourning dove? Is there any truth that they're being pushed out, or are they holding their own, or kind of hanging in a certain parts of the state where maybe white wings are not as prevalent?
We're seeing a pretty stable long-term trend in mourning dove populations in Texas. I've heard reports from, over the past several years of some places where they used to be real thick and they're not anymore. It depends on the year, I think. I think a lot of it has to do with weather and habitat response to the precipitation and things like that. But there's a lot we don't know. But at this point, I mean, we're definitely not short on doves.
Let's talk about the third species, an invasive that has come in to the country and into our state, and that's the Eurasian collar dove. Any impact on those birds on our two native species?
Well, it's hard to think that there's not. There hasn't been a whole lot of research done, and the research that has been conducted hasn't really shown any kind of negative impact at all. One of the bigger things that we're worried about is potential disease transmissions. Between species, Eurasian collar doves colonized pretty much the whole of the European continent in just a couple hundred years, and they're pretty much doing the same thing here. And so there's a lot of research coming out of Europe that you can kind of go back and look at, but not much done here. But it doesn't seem to be too many negative effects. There's plenty of habitat out there, and I think disease is the one thing that we're really worried about, which is not a huge worry. There's not a whole lot of evidence to show that we should be, but that's the one thing we are kind of keeping tabs on.
Yeah. Oh, and now we can hunt them year round, correct?
That's correct.
So I can pop them in my backyard with my BB gun as long as I've got a license.
If they are an exotic species, they're not managed by Parks and Wildlife. Yep, you are correct. I would advise if you're gonna shoot collar doves in or out of the season, anytime you're gonna transport them, keep some plumage on them just to prove to the game warden that you're not shooting the native species. But otherwise, right.
Well, again, it's the same thing. Like with pigs year round. I mean, that's cool, but you do need to have a hunting license.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned that not a lot of studies here domestically, and I know that. The somewhat of a fledgling organization, Texas Dove Hunters Association, is doing their BB challenge where they're banding and then releasing these birds back where they've been caught to kind of see if there's any travel corridors. Have you heard anything about any studies or any reports on movement? Is there anything coming out of that?
We're not really involved in that, but I know the director of the Texas Dove Hunters Association pretty well. He works with us pretty closely, and I don't know that they're capturing and banning enough birds to get a really good idea on that. But no, there's a whole lot that we don't know about collared doves, and a whole lot that needs to be investigated. And I think they're doing a good start there.
Yeah, and that's it. It's a start, and the department doesn't have money, and so once again, the private or conservation sector stepping up trying to fill that void.
Yeah, right. Owen, because the birds know no borders, I mean, what's happening as far as bird populations and flyover from northern Mexico?
That's a really good question. That's one I've been working on. Some of the biologists in Tamaulipas reached out to us back in December about working with them on getting a white-winged dove banding program going. And so we're trying to work out the travel logistics and all that. It's kind of iffy right now. There's still a travel ban, a U.S. State Department travel ban down there. So it's kind of tough to get down there. But we are trying to bump up our communication level. You know, I think if you go back to the 70s, 80s, and 90s, Parks and Wildlife had a really good communication level with Mexico and kept tabs on things down there and did a lot of cooperative work. And unfortunately, you know, with all the drug violence and stuff that's been going on the past 10 or 15 years, it's kind of died off. But we're trying to kick that back up because there's a lot we don't know about what's going on south of the border.
Yeah, you're right. The last time that I was there, I think it was with you. It was 2004.
And it was so good.
And it was great. Yeah. We used to love going into Mexico. We went down for a dove hunt with our friend Dean Putin there.
Yeah, Rancho Caracol.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it's still incredible numbers of birds down there. And I'll tell you what the director of the Tamaulipas Fish and Game Department down there, I think what he told me was they used to have somewhere in the neighborhood of 80,000 dove hunters just in Tamaulipas, just south of Brownsville there. Now they're down to about 2,000. So a lot less hunters than they've had in the past, and I think they're trying to drum up participation to get people back down there, but just a tough situation.
Yeah, they're going to have to get a handle on the safety, the safety mm-hmm, side, right. and that falls squarely on the shoulders of the and law enforcement and government of Mexico. Speaking of that, and I'm doing this from memory, and I'm at the age where that's dangerous. But it doesn't seem that long ago, reading the Outdoor Annual, when we talk about white-winged dove, the special white-winged season, those two opening weekends, were just slivers right along the Rio Grande River. Now it has expanded quite a bit. I want to say maybe, 20 years ago? Is that about right, Owen? That we had
something like that, yeah, and wasn't too long ago that it became the whole South Zone, and that's like we have it now currently.
Yeah, what do you see on the hotbed of late has been west of San Antonio over around Uvalde. I mean, I don't know, those people just seems to attract the dove, particularly the white wings. But any other places around the state that people have gotten, landowners have gotten aggressive and are planting milo, maize, sunflowers, that you're seeing good concentration of birds?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, all of South Texas, you know, that whole South Zone, South San Antonio down in the Rio Grande Valley has the highest density of white wings in the state, in the nation, really. But you're seeing a lot of the same kind of density starting to come out south of Houston and the Wharton El Campo area in some places. Any of the big metroplexes, you know, we estimate about 80-85% of the white wing population in Texas concentrates in urban and suburban areas. So any of those ag fields around the big metroplexes like DFW, San Antonio, Austin, Houston, they're going to have big flights of birds coming out and some really good hunting. And people are starting to key in on that, catching those city birds coming out to feed.
Sure. About 5 years ago, my son and I were up about 70 miles north of Abilene, hunting with our good friends Roy and Becky Wilson, Texas Best Outfitters, over a sunflower field. Harold, that was as good a shoot as we've ever had in Mexico. I mean, just lots and lots of birds up there. Well-managed area for dove. Everybody's excited about September 1 and the early season opener. What's going on as far as hunter participation on the second split on the late season?
Well, we don't really have a good handle on that. I know that a lot of people are starting to key in on it, especially in the southern latitudes. I think it, you get up in the north zone, and once you get into January, it starts just getting too cold, and there's not a lot of birds around. But especially in the south zone, I hear a lot of reports of people keying in on kind of that mid to late January hunting time and doing really, really well.
Yeah. Have you guys ever done any studies on how they figure out the calendar? Because, like my place in the hill country, there'll be dove all over the place in August, and then I'll go up there September 1st, and they're not there. How do they know?
Well, yeah, that's something that goes way back in time. There's not a place in the country that you can hunt doves prior to September 1, so not a lot we can do about that.
Those dove are carrying little bitty calendars.
Yeah, they are. They know something.
Yeah, they know.
They do. On the opportunities, we know Texas is the majority of it.
Yeah.
What, about 97-98% privately owned?
Mm-hmm. Damn proud of it.
Yeah. But the $48 annual hunting permit is a gem. Any reports from any of the field biologists or the folks working on that program as far as numbers on property that's available through that $48 annual permit?
Yep, we're pretty much keeping the same consistent number of properties open as we have the past couple of years. We've been scrapping some money together to make sure that we keep the same amount of acreage out there. We have, over the past couple of years, started offering what we call premium private land, if I'm saying this right, premium private land draw dove hunting. Where we provide opportunities to go out with outfitters, and you can pay to enter, which they actually just got drawn. You pay to enter, and if you win, you get basically a $10 dove hunt on a premium outfitter dove field. And along with that, when you buy your hunting license and you buy that $7 migratory game bird endorsement, state endorsement, those funds go back directly into habitat management, research, and public hunting opportunity. And we've been using those funds to do some management and plant some dove fields on a bunch of our WMAs throughout the state. So check out some of the WMAs close to you and see about those dove fields, because those are going to be great opportunities.
Outstanding. All right, Owen, listen, we're out of time. We appreciate your update. Great insight, as always. Our guest today, Texas Parks and Wildlife Webless Migratory Game Bird Program Leader. We affectionately call him...
Yes, the dove guy.
The dove guy, Owen Fitzsimmons. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Owen. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Some people spend the summer hiding from the heat, but not you. You spend your summers outside, exploring all of life's adventures, and there's only one way to make sure your summer lives up to that. Experience it in a Jeep SUV during the summer of Jeep. Whether you're exploring your city in a Jeep Wrangler, the 2019 Motor Trend SUV of the year, or scaling summits in a Jeep Cherokee with best-in-class 4x4 capability, maybe you'll spend summer finding the perfect view in a Jeep Compass with its available panoramic dual-pane sunroof. Or maybe you'll take an impromptu beach trip in a Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. For great deals on the best-selling SUV brand, visit your dealer during the summer of Jeep. Based on Jeep Cherokee offering 2-speed power transfer unit, PTU, with rear locking axle, low range 4x4 capability, exclusive Jeep Select Terrain with 5 settings, auto snow, sand, mud, rock sport, Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards in its lifetime than any other SUV. Based on total 2018 SUV sales and awards light vehicle segment, Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, looks like a full one.
I'm going to take a breath. Everybody get their pens and pads ready. And remember, you can find this on our website also, TexasOutdoorNews.com. Just, you know, listen to the show again. There you go. This Sunday, through this Sunday, the 11th, the Hunter's Extravaganza, Fort Worth Convention Center, Fort Worth. For info, Hunter'sExtravaganza.com. You're going to be there, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Montgomery China, 15th. Montgomery County Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in Conroe. Go to, this is so handy, NWTF.org. 15th again, Rice Belt Chapter Ducks Unlimited fundraiser, El Campo, ducks.org. 15th, Lone Star Chapter Quail Forever Banquet in Grapevine, quailforever.org. Also 15th, 2019-2020 fishing and hunting license go on sale statewide. Well, you just go over there, you know, to your gun dealer and get those. Go to your academies, your whatevers. August 16, 18, Hunter's Extravaganza, Freeman Coliseum Expo Hall in San Antonio, huntersextravaganza.com. August 17, Blackland Prairie Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraiser in West, NWTF.org. Rusk County, also 17th, Rusk County Gobblers Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation fundraising banquet in Henderson. Again, NWTF.org. Go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation, made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
All right. What up?
What up? I tell you what, we ought to thank our guest, Owen Fitzsimmons. Always a wealth of information.
Indeed.
Just further heightens the anticipation of the upcoming dove season.
That's right.
And don't forget, you know, you got the late season for mourning and migratory white-winged dove.
Right.
And, of course, then, as you pointed out, Eurasian dove year-round.
You got it. And as also we both said, practice, please. Practice, practice, practice. Sporting clays is really great practice for that. Do remember to check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. All of our shows are archived there. So if there's some information you missed today or just want to hear it all over again, just, you know, go to the site and click on Listen to the Show, and there it is. Also, YouTube, all the shows are there. Just in the search bar, type in Texas Outdoor News. Facebook, Twitter, we're everywhere. So you can't miss out on all the great information. Do remember, we are brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Also, we got time to say if you catch them doing it wrong out there, you got to turn them in. Operation Game Thief, 800-792-GAME, okay? Do remember to be safe out there, especially during bird season. Really be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.